How many years were you manufacturing S&H Green Stamps out here?
We started actually manufacturing probably in 62 a little bit and went on up to, we were still manufacturing them when I left the company in 97, but very few. During the 80s, it really tapered off. You know, after Sperry and Hutchison got sold, it really tapered off. I transferred the plant into a label printing plant for Coca-Cola products mainly.
Didn't it fade away during the recession of the 70s?
Service stations were probably 30% of S&H's volume because they'd have the price wars with stamps and that sort of thing, and they gave stamps on every gallon. In 72 or 73, we had the energy crisis, and there were lines around the service stations, people wanting gasoline. Well, there wasn't much point in trying to entice somebody to come in and buy more gasoline at that point. So service stations started dropping the trading stamp programs. Like I say, that's 30% of our volume. It really went down. Grocery stores were doing the same thing because of inflation at that time. They'd try to convince people trading stamps were causing the price of groceries to go up. And so we lost a lot of grocery store accounts like that. But I told you I'd gone to S&H and told S&H that I needed to be selling to other stamp companies. So I did. I went and sold Top Value, Blue Chip, California, Gold Bond, Eagle. So during that time, I never had to lay off anybody. We were always able to keep our capacity up.
There were a lot of them, weren't there? Top Value, did you mention?
Well, Top Value was,
and yeah. You did Eagle?
I did Eagle, yeah.
That was
May's.
May Department Stores out of St. Louis.
That's right, yeah.
And then different colored stamps were created by different stamp companies.
Every stamp company had a different color, yeah.
So that was an issue.
We started out with dyeing the paper. Instead of dyeing it green, we'd dye it blue or yellow or whatever color they wanted.
Because then you had orange and yellow and blue chip and plaid. And
that's right.
All those.
That's right.
So
yeah.
For how many different stamps were you printing, do you think, at one time?
Well, companies, I was printing for seven different companies. But each company had probably seven different products that I would print. So it made it where I was changing my setups pretty often.
So then in the long run, as you printed for all these other companies, were you doing a higher volume dollar-wise than when you were just with Sperry and Hutchison?
Well, yeah. At one point, we did a stamp for London, England. It was called an S&H Pink Stamp. That would have been the Green Shield stamp, except Green Shield was already there, and they had the name. So they made it pink, and it was just an S&H pink stamp, so I printed the pink stamps. But those didn't go over that well, and Shield didn't go over that well. Eureka had a printing plant outside of London, and I eventually went over and bought the equipment out of that plant and brought it back to Sand Springs, so I ended up with another machine in Sand Springs. During that time, we were busy enough. I kept all three of those machines going 24/7 for a while.
So what's happening to the Eureka plant out of Danville, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
What's happening to that plant?
Well, they did about the same thing that I did. They converted their presses over to other type of printing. There's still some stamps being printed around, but not S&H, but some of them are still around, little tiny ones. When they get into those small quantities, I couldn't handle it anyway. We were printing rotogravure with rotogravure presses. That was very expensive. You couldn't run a short run. It was built for long runs.
What does that mean,
rotogravure? Is the type of printing. We take a cylinder and etch the image in that cylinder. Then you would run it through the ink, and then there was a blade that would wipe the excess ink off. It would stay in where the etching was, and then that would print onto the cylinder. Well, because it's rotary, it's round, we could go very high speeds, and it was a stainless steel roller, so it would last a long time. But we couldn't change it often because it was very expensive.
You said stamps are being offered today. I think, didn't the company rebound with the birth of the Internet, and they offered green points as rewards for online purchases?
Well, they did, but I don't think it was ever very significant. To me, that was the same thing. As a matter of fact, I told you that they went to the high-denomination stamp, and I thought that was a mistake. And then some of them decided that they could do it like a credit card. For example, you'd give so many points and they'd be on your credit card. That was not the stamp business anymore. And it wasn't very successful. It didn't last very long.
What if I went up in my attic today and I found 100 books? Could I redeem them?
There is a company, I think it's called S&H Solutions, that would buy them, I think, probably not very much. I don't think you'd get much out of them, but you could probably sell them, get a little bit out of them. But it's not S&H anymore. S&H sold it. And then one of the members of S&H bought that back, I think, but I really have lost track of that. I don't know.